Hey, what's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI Auto Transport. We're live at Auto Intel Summit. We're going to go live to Ty here in a second. I just want to say thank you for jumping in. I know that we're going live. We're not exactly on the same schedule, but going live is difficult. It's challenging like that. I do want to say I want to thank some interesting stuff from last night. Oh, there's Ty waiting to talk to Tom. We are at Auto Intel Summit, live in Raleigh, North Carolina. We love the trade shows, and we have friends at trade shows that we catch up with, and then we make new friends. There's Ryan from CDK Global. Ty met him yesterday after he gave a breakout session. And also, just shout out to Auto Intel Summit in general, Cherokee Media Group, great agenda, attendees list, information on the flow. We had a week ago the Intel Summit Energy Show leading up into the live program getting ready to go. We had a live show last night, Automotive After Hours. That was great. Thanks everybody for participating in that. Again, shout out to Bill Zadites at Cherokee Media Group. This is a great trade show, live event, networking opportunity. Thank you, Bill. Cherokee Media Group. And Vin Q bought us coffee this morning, so thank you very much, Danny and Vin Q. It's the ecosystem. We connect the verticals. That's the whole purpose here. Auto Transport 22 will be coming up in the coming weeks. And I just want to say, you know, we go live all the time. We got the podcast, ATI Auto Transport. Send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Let's do this. Let's go to Ty. Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
Yeah. How about you?
Great.
Great.
So what's going on today?
Well, today's day two, and we've had conferences. Well, we had breakfast first. Somewhere in the middle, I don't know what. Let me put this right here. You won't be able to hear Jay, but this is just for audio for everybody to hear. You still good?
Good.
Jay?
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to put this over here.
Great.
So this morning, did we skip something? Because we ended up over here having coffee. There's Steve.
Hey, did you?
Come on over, Steve. We want to say hi.
Are you live?
Yeah, there's my buddy Jay, and there's Steve.
Oh, hey, Jay. How's it going, dude?
Hey, Steve. How you doing? Good to see you. Thanks for saying hello. All right.
I saw you walking around Vegas.
All right.
Awesome. Hold on, bro. I got you here. You did something today.
I did.
Tell us, what did you do?
I was an interviewer on a panel.
What? There was what was the one?
Spotted emerging 8 companies, the highest potential companies in automotive tech.
In automotive tech, and they
except
got
for his company, which is much more. Have you talked to this guy?
We're gonna talk to
this company's gonna get $1 billion exit, dude. Right here,
$1 billion exit. All right.
Yeah. In the next 18 months.
Yeah. I like the way you roll. Thank you, Steve.
Jay, good to see you.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're out.
Thanks. So anyway, we skipped something. Oh,
well, we did. Yeah, I was occupied this morning, but we met up around 11 o'clock and had some pretty good conversation.
Yeah, really good conversation. And by the way, this is what I like. I got to know you.
Yeah.
So one of the things I got to know today was Tom is entering a half marathon or an Ironman.
Yeah, in 7 weeks I have a half Ironman in Virginia. I did a full Ironman in September, Ironman Maryland, and my first one, and it was a good experience. So here, why not do another one? But the half Ironman doesn't require as much training as a full, so I'll be able to squeeze it.
You had to train a lot. This isn't a joke.
No, I think the Ironman is something that anybody can do, but it takes a lot of preparation. The last one I trained for 9 months. I didn't know how to swim when I committed to doing it. I didn't own a bike and had not ridden one since high school. So it was something I committed to. I'd run a marathon prior to that, so I knew that I had that down. And it was a matter of training around the other disciplines that I didn't have any experience.
And there's a correlation between this Ironman and work.
Yeah, it is. It's funny you say that. I was thinking about that today as I was running. So one of the reasons I didn't attend anything early is I had to get a 2-hour run in. So I put 14 miles in today. And as I was doing it, I was thinking about like just getting comfortable with things that are uncomfortable. And and how it correlates to life and business, and just pushing through and being an entrepreneur and a bootstrap one. There's a lot of times that are not fun, and about just loving the grind and putting in the work and doing it when it's not fun.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. As soon as the alarm gets off, we don't think about it. We just
no, absolutely.
If you think about it, there's a problem.
Well, if you think about it, it's oftentimes when you don't follow through with maybe a plan. And so, for my case, the hardest part of the workout is putting shoes on. And if you stop and think, you can easily think yourself out of doing something.
Yeah.
So if you act more instinctually, put the shoes on and show up and then do the work, it's a lot easier to do the work if you don't think about what you have to put into it.
Yeah. And so I get to learn about not just a little bit about you, but a little bit about your company.
Yeah.
VAN, Vehicle Acquisition Network.
Yes.
The Vehicle Acquisition Network is for dealers primarily.
Yep.
To source inventory.
It is. So I started the company in 2013 out of my need to buy cars from consumers. And I found that as I went to the auction, it was challenging to buy cars and make a profit after transportation. No, we're not on the transportation, of course, but it's more so the fees, reconditioning the cars, paying the cost of the auction to guarantee it. And I found the struggle to have a meaningful profit at the end of the day. And I had an objective that I wanted to sell more used cars than new. As we were talking about earlier, is the turn rate of used cars to new. And if you find a dealership that is out selling new cars and used cars, then there's often a need that is to go out to source cars, whether that be from auction, from rental car companies, from consumers. And I found that if I bought cars from individuals that were selling their cars on their own, I could make a nice profit, and I could find unique inventory that others didn't have. It wasn't sitting in another dealership's lot prior to me acquiring it. And I found there was a great opportunity. But the challenge was there's a lot of work involved to buy these cars from consumers. And at that time, there was a lot of disorganization. So who did you make the offer to? Have you engaged that consumer in the past? How do you get that information over to other systems like your CRM or an inventory tool? And I found that the experience that I was going through was quite fragmented. And so I had somebody build a software for me that allowed me to organize my efforts, to connect to other platforms. And fast forward almost 10 years, we've assembled a team that are experts at buying cars from consumers. And we know this is a really challenging process to buy cars. In fact, the success rate is often half what it is selling cars. So what we find is that dealers that struggle with this experience find that when they sell cars and turn buy cars, they feel as if it's a failure. When it's not failure, just different. It's a different scope.
So say that again.
So if you're a salesman and you engage with 10 consumers, you're used to a success rate of maybe 20 or 30%.
Okay, so if you get 10 cars, you might sell two or three.
Sure, yeah. Okay. If you have 10 consumers you're engaged with, 10 customers.
I got you. Okay, so that's like a statistical reality.
It's just that number that you're going to go through. Now, when you buy cars, if you're at an 8% rate of success, so cars acquired, relative to consumers you talk to, it's success. But most salespeople or dealers don't understand this. In fact, if you're a really good salesman, the best salespeople often do not make the best buyers. And so what we find is that if you're at an 8% success rate, that's success in buying cars. If that was customers selling to, that'd be a big failure.
Yeah.
But we have a team of performance managers that can not only help dealers to understand the product, but also we can help them to see success. And so we've created technology around acquiring the listings of consumers that have posted the cars for sale owner. And we help the dealers to engage with those consumers, to track their efforts, to connect to other systems like inventory tools, to connect to their primary CRM. And we help them to track their efforts so they can manage their successes.
Now we get to talking about that. I'm going to come over here for a second.
Sure.
Because I want to look. This is cool. This is where. This is good. This is where I really enjoyed the conversation, because you have information that I need as a transport guy. Jay, this is where it really gets, like, this is what networking is all about, and learning what this guy does and how he does it. So there was a shift, because we even went back to like 2018.
Yeah.
We're like, 2018, everybody's going to the auction primarily and buying the inventory. 2019, kind of the same. 20, something happened.
Yeah.
And it, so as we talked about it, Tom has the data for the radius of purchasing vehicles.
Of some, yeah. So we do get attribution back from some providers. And what that'll show us is we have the zip code of the listing, and we can actually track of the distance of the cars that are acquired. So we're seeing certainly that dealers are going out farther and farther. What really shifted during COVID was that dealers started to embody a process of buying cars remotely. So what that looks like is they'll actually go to consumers' driveway and pick up their vehicle and buy it. In the past, we found that dealers were reluctant to do that. Because if it wasn't required, you know, service is costly to send somebody out to somebody's home.
Yeah.
So it was more of the previous method of come to the dealership. We have the checks. We have the inspectors. We have everything here at the dealership. Come to the dealership.
That's the way it was.
It was.
But now.
And it is in some cases, but we see that there's a higher level of success for those dealers that do actually have
to go out. Not yet. How about you? We're doing YouTube. You should say hi, because we talk about you all the time. Come on, say hi to Jay.
Hey there, guys.
hey, good to see you. Oh, Michelle, I was going to come and give you a hug. Sorry, hold on. Michelle, where are you going? Okay, good. We'll see you. Thanks. That was Michelle with Park My Fleet. You know her?
No.
Oh, wow, you should know. I'll introduce you later. Yeah. That's what networking is. So I know people, we know. Oh, time out. Oh, I'm going to see. Power keeps
going. Thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up. Okay, so they still do buy at the dealership.
Yeah.
But keep going. I'm sorry.
No, that the dealers that are seeing a higher level of success, they have a process that will allow them to buy cars remotely. So they'll go to consumers. So we see that there's a pretty big distinction between those that require the consumers to go to the dealership and those that are willing to go out directly to the consumers to buy. So we know the consumers have options. So they can sell to Carvana, and Carvana will come to their home, pick it up. So they can sell to Vroom. Now, some of these have different processes in the timeliness of the payments, but what we're encouraging dealers to do and trying to aid them in providing services that will allow them to compete on the same level of service that Carvana does.
And this is where the conversation for me kind of shifted, because I'm thinking as you're teaching, I'm learning, you're teaching me something. So as I'm listening to, wow, dealers are doing things different.
Yeah.
I was, Tom was telling me this story, I'm thinking back when I used to have 20 semis that were 300 grand a piece, and I'm starting to see a decline in my volume of cars that I move. So I would run to the car dealer as fast as I could to find out, what are you doing different? That's what I said pretty much every Friday.
Yeah.
If you already have a client base, dealers that you do business with on a regular basis, you should already know the answer to this question. But if you see a decline, I would go figure out, what am I doing? Because after talking to Tom, I'm not kidding you, I would be tempted to sell maybe one or two of my big semis to buy something a little smaller, like a 2-3 car rollback.
Yeah.
And you said it, right?
Yeah.
And that you that said that, that's where you really get the attention. The dealer gets the attention. The customer's happy. It's even better than sending the, which is funny, they call them hikers. We call them porters, but hikers, porters, send the guy, the kid, to go look at the car who may not be as professional as we were hoping, right?
Well, you could send. So we've seen a few different strategies. One is they'll send a driver and another car, so that way the two people can go together, and one person will do the discussion, check writing if it's not already cut, and drive the car back to the store. Another is what you said about the smaller 2 or 3 car hauler. Well, they'll have the appointments already arranged, already pre-negotiated offers, potentially checks that are already cut, or they'll have a process to cut a check on the spot. And they'll rent a check and then have the car to the back of the truck and tow it out of there.
Yeah, and the check seems to be the important part of this conversation too.
Yeah, well, the check's an important thing. So whether you're going to cut a check on the spot would be one, which is most flexible, or what if you don't have a person that you would trust to write a check on your behalf? So in that case, you may send the driver or the person facilitating the sale with the consumer with a pre-cut check. Now, the concern is, what happens if that vehicle condition is not as described? What do you do? So there's often a policy in place that dealers will negotiate, have the consumer write a check, but there's a variation of how policies that dealers do.
And it's happened. That's the whole point of the conversation. That's what I walked away with. I mean, this is Tom Gregg with VAN, Vehicle Acquisition Network, and I found out you're in 30 states and 8 provinces.
We're in most of the provinces in Canada.
So this is really happening. And dealers are really buying cars.
They are.
And that's how they're putting the inventory on the lot, the used car.
Yes.
And so one of the other things that you taught me that I really enjoyed was asking the question about how many new cars do you sell, how many used cars do you sell? So tell us again how that works.
Well, the ratio of new to used is important, because a dealer that sells 100 new cars will often receive 50 trade-ins. So if a dealer is selling 100 new and 50 used, in most cases, they don't have to go out and acquire inventory outside of the cars they take in on trade.
Yeah, and
now,
that's
a very
sense.
General statement, because they may take a number of those cars and sell them at the auction to wholesale. So they may be acquiring some, but in most cases, a dealer that has a 2 new car to 1 used car typically does not need to go out and acquire a lot of cars. So as we were discussing, those aren't often our primary dealers, because they can survive with used cars based on what they're taking on trade. So a dealer that we often work well with is one that has a very comparable sale of new to used, which means that they have to provide, through acquisition, equal number of cars that they take in on trade. So they would have to go out and acquire either at the auction, rental cars, or directly from consumers. But we know the auctions are incredibly challenging because of the high rate comparable to what they're going to sell for. We know that rental car companies don't have inventory right now. So it's hard for them to even have inventory to put into fleet service for their own usage. And we even see some rental car companies are brokering deals directly with companies like Carvana. So I don't recall if it was Hertz or Enterprise or Avis or one of the other ones. But these vehicles that used to go into the auction surplus or directly to dealers through sale are either being sold on the rental car company's lots, or they're being sold directly to Carvana.
Yeah, like they made a deal. We're buying anything
deal.
You don't want, we're taking.
Yeah, anything they don't sell, we'll take it. So the point is that the different sources that dealers have is shrinking outside of buying cars directly from consumers. Directly from consumers, we find that a lot more dealers now have a process of buying cars directly from the public. And that's where we come in, is we work very well with dealers that have a process and a practice, and we help them to scale those efforts and to be organized with buying cars from individuals.
Yeah, process, practice, system. These are things that tie into getting up
technology.
In the morning and running 14 miles.
Right.
Process, right?
Okay.
It's practice and it's discipline. And so the one thing that is, this is a little off topic, same topic, but I always wonder when I hear this, I'm like, okay, how many people, raise your hand, how many people have a car that you have negative equity in? How often does that happen? Quite a bit.
Often.
And
yeah.
Do you try to bail them out, or do you just pass if it's too much? It's all based on
a consumer. Well, a consumer that has a loan really is an ideal match for a dealer. So especially if there's negative equity, it's more so. So think about it. If you're a consumer selling a car, or rather, if you want to buy a car from a consumer, if that consumer that is buying the car from another individual selling it, who are they going to make that payment to? Because the seller in most states is not going to have a title.
Right.
So you're going to write a check to somebody and not receive a title in hand? In most cases, no. So I'm from Illinois. In Illinois, we're not a title holding state.
Right.
So if you have an outstanding loan, the bank is the one that holds it. So you'd have to actually go to the bank to pay that car off to get the title. But that process often takes weeks. So where the bank wants to ensure that that check clears before they actually are going to release the title for that vehicle. So it's really challenging for a consumer to buy another car from a consumer if there's an outstanding loan.
Yeah.
So this is where working with a dealership is ideal, because they can go to the dealership. The dealership has the paperwork and the processes in place that they can take that vehicle, have them sign off on whatever needed documents they have. If there is an equity, so if they have equity in the car, they can provide a check.
Yeah.
If there's negative equity, the consumer can pay the difference. So the dealers already have all those processes and paperwork right in place within the dealership to conduct business with that consumer. So this is if there's a payoff, it's ideal for a consumer to go to a dealership to sell the vehicle.
So, hey, no, you're fine. So it's working great.
It's working great, absolutely.
And again, guys, this is where I'm saying, this is why we're here. This is why we're learning. Tom took the time out of his schedule to spend it with me, and he's educated me like crazy. And it makes sense as to what we see, what we talk about in transportation all the time.
That's great.
And it's one more reason for us to pay more attention as to what's going on in the industry, the used car market, the new car market, all those things. So, Tom, I really appreciate you taking the time.
Likewise. Thank you.
And we'll probably have you on again.
Happy to do it.
There you go, Jay. I'm going to let Tom go. He's got work to do. And I'm going to see if I can rope in.
Jay, good to see you again.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
He said thank you. Thank
My
you.
Pleasure.
Okay.
Great.
So that was that. I'm going to see.
Great.
Yeah, it was really great. Tom is an amazing guy.
And what's cool is he's given us time at NADA. I'll just go to camera one here. So what we're doing is we're live at Auto Intel Summit. So Ty is live in Raleigh at the Crabtree Marriott at Auto Intel Summit, which is happening right now. And I'm back in Studio One I can man the channel. Let's catch up with Ty. So he's taking us for a walk. All right.
Hold on. I want to hit Joe.
Hey.
Say hi to Jay.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing?
Jonathan. All right. Jace, you can't hear him, but Jay said hi.
Oh, hey, Jay.
This is going great.
Awesome.
Hold on.
All right.
Wait. Jonathan, check
Jonathan.
This out.
Oh, it's Jonathan. What's up? Yeah,
you
that's awesome.
You can't hear him. He's in my ear, but... I was telling everybody, this is my favorite guy right here. Cameron, let me get this out of the way.
Jonathan,
hold on, Tom.
Man, what's up? Okay. What's up? Great.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
I wanted to take you on a quick tour.
I can't wait to see that one. Yeah.
This is where the general session is, where they have a lot of the. I haven't got to show you guys this.
Great. Let's take a look. Yeah.
This is the general session.
Hey, there's some Cherokee media.
Where we learn all the stuff that we try to bring to you guys every day.
You've got Cherokee Media right behind you. I don't know if they're available or not.
Cherokee Media. Any Cherokee Media you want to talk? Tell Jay. Anybody know Jay?
Say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Jay, you can't hear
me. I don't know Jay, but I follow Jay.
Look at everybody.
LinkedIn.
This is all the Cherokee. Okay, let's introduce ourselves.
Dana Nussbaum with Cherokee Media Group.
Dana.
Amanda Dunlap. With
Amanda,
Cherokee.
What do you do? Both of you.
An account executive.
Account executive.
Yes, so I help my clients find which media properties will work best for the company.
Media properties. Yeah. Explain that. I'm just a truck driver.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to set this over here.
Sure.
You got a minute? You care? Are you sure? You're doing good? Okay.
Oh, we lost Amanda.
Media.
That's too bad. We'll
Amanda
take,
had
yeah.
to run.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Okay, Dana,
we,
yes.
At Cherokee, we have a lot of different media properties here. So, of course, we do our live events, which we're at now.
Right.
And then we also have,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So we do our podcast series with Joe and Nick. We have 27,000 listens last month, which was outstanding for us. We do a webinar series. We have a dealer training series. And then, of course, our physical paper that we print. And then also our digital edition and websites.
I want to show everybody this right here, guys. This is what I love. Look at this.
That's a substantial magazine right there, right? I mean, this isn't no pamphlet.
Oh,
this is a beautiful magazine.
I took two.
That's fine.
I took two. One for Jay and one for me.
Take some more.
So my story is I always used to steal those.
Yes.
as when I was driving the truck transporting cars, and I'd go to the auction or the dealer.
Yeah.
I'd make sure it was okay before I sold it.
Yeah. So I don't think it's technically stealing if they're free.
That's right.
Okay. So you're good.
Anyway, that's the way it rolls. So all the media properties, you guys got 27,000
listens on our podcast
on your
series.
Podcast. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Joe and Nick are doing a fabulous job with that podcast series. Lots of great content, great information, great speakers that are coming out.
Well, you know, I was telling, I ran into Bill, and I was telling Bill, so I've been to a lot of conferences recently, in the last, say, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So far, Used Car Week is hands down the best.
Thank
I loved
you.
At the Red Rock. That was amazing.
Yes. This year, we're in San Diego
at
the Manchester Grand Hyatt. It is a beautiful property right on the water. So you can go. I mean, I went for a jog on the boardwalk. It's a great location, great space. November 14th.
You got that, Jay?
I got it. November 14th. We're excited to be there, right?
Yep.
November 14th.
It's inked in. It's not even penciled in, right, Jay?
No,
it's inked.
Inked. Yeah.
We got. Yeah. We have serious bold ink on this. Yes, we'll be there. Right?
He's saying, yeah, it's real.
And I listen to the podcast.
Jay listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes.
I listen to it occasionally. One of the things we're trying to do is talk to our audience and try to get them to subscribe to Cherokee Media. Throw that up there, Jay.
CMG Premium.
CMG we try to get Premium. People to subscribe to the CMG Premium.
That's perfect.
Really
yeah, there's some great content. Like I said, our editors are top-notch. I swear, they're the best in business.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And then, of course, the next event that we have coming up is in June, and that is our Canada's Used Car Week in Toronto.
Canada's Used Car Week in Toronto.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that. Do you know Tom Gregg?
I
Van Vehicle not. Acquisition Network. I was just talking to him. He's in 8 provinces in Canada. I had like no idea.
That's great.
Yeah, it is cool. So that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
When's that, June?
It's, June. It's the end of June. Don't ask me on the exact date, but yes, end of June.
Good. Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
I appreciate
thank
all your
you.
Time.
Thank you. It was great to meet
thank
you.
Nice to meet you.
Bye,
too.
Jay.
And I'll say hi to you.
Thank you. That was
Jay, I'll
wonderful.
Follow you on LinkedIn.
Please. Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
That's
great.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Dana. Yeah. That was great.
Okay. Nice. So here's the... back to this. See
right,
that?
So this is the general session room.
Yeah, and if you look over here,
okay,
this way, can you see this over here?
Oh,
can you
that's
see that post
you,
I made?
That yes, yeah. I loved that. Did you put a filter on that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh man, that was such a great post, Ty.
I thought it was. Yeah,
yeah.
It was really.
Okay,
thanks
cool.
for the coffee.
Right there. Yeah, great.
Then there's a Net Soul. I don't know. I haven't met the Net Soul people, but they're here.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm not familiar
Net
with
Soul.
Net. Is
Let's
it,
read what they do.
So is it FinTech? What is it? Yeah, it is. It's finance. Finance and leasing companies, software, FinTech. There we go.
Yeah.
Financial technology. FinTech. Okay. FinTech. We'll look for it. Net Soul Tech. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so one of the things that's crazy, man, the whole subprime, like I met some subprime guys and they start talking about their financing and their tools and all the stuff that they have. I'm telling you what, there's a lot in the auto industry that I have no idea about. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. That's why, and that's why we're here. There is so much. And, you know, Silver Mint asked a good question earlier in the live chat, how to become an expert on buying used cars. And what I did is I sent him the Jason Rice Friday show link. Because I mean, not that that's the end-all, be-all of how to become an expert at buying used cars, but Jason will definitely make you think. You know,
oh, my goodness.
I had one from Sue. I got an email from Sue about a couple hours ago talking about broker training. I mean, where do you start, right?
Yeah, where do you start exactly? Speaking of that, Erica. Remember, Erica, do you have, I think I saw her. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, Erica Cotterman, Carfax.
Yeah, I need to find her real quick.
Yeah, let's talk to her. That'd be
I
great.
I thought I passed her, but she might be trying to dodge me because we have a really interesting, if I can find her. I can't tell everybody what happened right now because it would be blowing the whole story.
Well, so. We don't want to do that.
So as you can see, one of the things about conferences is you walk a lot.
There's right. Oh, I think that's what that's what Tom Gregg meant by he's doing a Bionicle marathon. He's just walking around the trade show. No.
Can you see that guy?
Yeah, there's Ryan.
Repo Ryan. And I met this other guy right here. We'll have to go meet him again.
Great.
Can
I
you
love
see it.
It
okay?
I love it. Yes, very good. Love
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. I want to see. Listen.
You can even,
you're
yeah.
famous now.
Awesome.
Look, can
awesome.
You see us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, tell us your name. You, now, you can't hear, but here's where you... Yes. Okay, tell us your name again.
My name is Abhishek.
Abhishek.
Goyal.
Goyal?
Yes.
Okay, and tell us your company. This is the guy I was just talking about. I was telling him, this is crazy stuff.
I'm the founder and CEO of DASIC.
DASIC.
And we help collection executives improve their collection strategies using AI and machine learning.
AI and machine learning, collection strategies.
Exactly.
So that's how you get your money from the guy you sold the car to, is that right?
Exactly. So
collection strategies.
Because most collection executives, they get so busy with running their teams and regulations that's changing so fast, they don't spend enough time in understanding which customers to go after, which customers to do the skip on. Or they really don't think about which customers are so high risk that I should really call them, and if I get them on phone, give them the hard talk that they give me the car,
Or
get money.
Money or car. The hard talk.
Right?
I like that.
So we help them recover faster.
Right? Well, and there's a lot of value in that, right?
Absolutely. Because if you recover fast, you can save as much as $1,000 per car in charge-off. And ultimately, see, you're helping the customer, because if they run down the car, their deficiency balances, their charge-offs are going to be higher, which is hard on them as well as hard on the company, because you're not going to get a lot of deficiency balances out of them.
No. And that's like what? That's like an overdraft charge, right? Like $50 if you don't make a payment on time or something?
Yeah.
That doesn't help them.
It depends on the client to client. But everybody, see, every customer, every finance company wants to give you, let you be in the car. Nobody wants to take the car away from them.
Right.
Right? But if they see that you're not picking up the phone and they're already 90 days and nothing is happening, then obviously they have to go and pick the car. So none of us wants the car to be back home. Everybody wants them to.
Okay. Do you remember what we were talking earlier? I gave you a new tip. Remember what it was?
No.
Ice.
Yes.
Hey, watch this.
So essentially, you know, when a customer is delinquent, it's just melting ice, because every day the customer is not paying, it's melting, and eventually the ice will be melted. And if you're lucky, you'll get the car back. Otherwise, you might not find the car for another 6 months, and you might not find the customer also. So now you lost your principal balance on that car, you have a big charge off, and then you are really figuring out where to find the car. So
do most of your clients use a floor plan or a line of credit for their car? So it's not like it's a paid for car.
Credit.
Everybody
has a securitization.
The dealer's got a floor plan. So that's where the interest comes in. That's why it's important to hurry up and locate the car or the payment.
Exactly.
And I like how you say it. You don't want the hard talk. You don't want the hard talk, right?
No.
Not
you want
at
to do
all.
And the other thing is that a lot of time, or most of the time, if you're so much focused on getting the easy stuff out, but if you do a good AI job, you can really focus on the hard guys, the high-risk guys. Let the easy job be done with phone, simple phone and emails and text, and you'll be surprised if you can do it right. You can collect more money in the first 30 days. Typically, our customers will end up collecting 15 to 20% dollars more. That means the rollover rates are less.
Rollover rates are less, right.
So you collect more money early on, and it's less cost. And then you really focus on high-risk customers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the interesting statistics out there is between 15 days and 30 days, the customer will make at least one call, or you will contact or talk to the customer at least once.
Okay.
So if
the
you
first
have,
30 days.
No, 31 to 60 days.
31 to 60 days.
So let's say somebody.
One time.
Exactly, at least one time. Mm-hmm. So now if you have the right collector and you have the right messaging, most likely you'll get the car back voluntarily, or a commitment that, okay, at least you'll make
sure. Try.
Yeah.
Contact, communication.
Exactly.
Very important.
Very important.
Okay. So just real quick, you're not a brand new business.
Correct.
You've been around for a while.
Four
Thank
years.
You. 4 years, and you already have a client base, you have customers, and it works.
Yes. So this year, with our current client base, we'll save roughly $40 million in collection agent costs. So you don't need to have as many agents in the industry, $40 million. And we'll help our clients collect $600 million more in the first 1 to 30 buckets with our technology.
Did you say bucket?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Do you know Jason Rice?
No.
Jason Rice is a bucket guy. I'll get you his book. You need to read. I got it. He gave me some to hand out, so I'll go grab one and give it to you.
Thank you.
But it's the dealer perspective on the inventory, and he uses the buckets.
Nice.
And it's the time, like you said, 1 to 30, whatever, 31 to 60. Really a great guy.
Nice.
And actually, did you give me a card earlier?
No, but I can give you.
Yeah, after I'll see you again. Because where are you? What state are you in?
Dallas.
Okay. Dallas State. And you're hanging out with Repo Ryan. You know Repo Ryan?
Now I know, yes.
Now you know, okay, good. He's our friend too. How'd you do on golf this morning? Did you make it?
We were golfing. It wasn't good, but we were golfing.
Did you stay up a little too late?
No, it wasn't too bad. We were still up in time, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. That's good. I'm going to see if we can get Erica to join us. Do you know Erica?
She's Fox Queen.
Carfax Queen?
Cox Queen? Carfax Queen.
Carfax Queen, yeah. Okay.
Carfax Queen, sorry.
She's the
queen of car data.
Yeah, and now you get data too. What do you do with your data?
We basically use the data for collections, and now we are building a product where we can use the same data for underwriting and helping dealers fund faster, because right now you get through a verification process where people drop off or they go to different lending companies. So we are going to help them identify really the good guys so that you can fund them faster.
Oh, we got these guys back.
Hey guys. We're learning about funding faster, which is really cool. So you're even helping the dealer get funding for the customer.
We are working with more finance companies, but if the dealer has his own finance company, we can help them too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can help expedite even that.
Absolutely.
What he's already using.
Exactly.
Where are you guys headed? This is our pre-owned logistics guys. There you are. Jay, I put Jay in the corner.
Yeah.
Jay, go get in the corner. Yeah, I know. That's what I told him last night. We can't hear Jay.
Hologram, like, kind of put his face like a
great idea.
No problem. We'll get right on it. That'll be good. Can you hear us, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Eric is wrapping up behind us. I don't know who's behind me. Joe, Lori. I think we're doing good.
I guess there was an interesting picture extracted of me last night.
I heard about it. It's going viral. It says apparently you're up to mischief and no good.
It happens from time to time.
You don't strike me as that kind of guy.
Appreciate you saying so.
I said it live, too. You really don't. You seem like the guy that holds everybody together. Like,
I just have that face sometimes when we're doing that round table at 11 o'clock.
I'm going to
start that startup that's talking about is that I was thinking, like, what is the one thing that I can win easily when I'm standing in the room, right? And I said, maybe I can put the boldest guy in the room. But now when I go to that, I'm like, I'm not going to win that.
Yeah,
I'm just leaving that idea, figuring out the next one now.
Oh, that's funny.
I've been fighting hard for that title.
That's what I'm saying. He's there too. He's the king shaved asshole.
Yeah, everybody's got it. Steve Greenfield, he's got it.
He has got more hair than me.
Oh, really?
Yes. My hairline is a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
For me, it's either this or the Ben Franklin, and that's been out for a while, so.
The Ben Franklin. See you guys. Thank you.
You can talk to Steve. He's out there in that team.
Oh, I talked to Steve already. He's a busy guy, for sure. Okay, if I can break away Erica, that would be great. I don't know her. What did you do? Hey, buddy. That's how I get everybody. Hey, buddy.
Come on, go.
No. So is this a double dog there live?
No, it's all good.
It's a double dog.
It's there.
All right, thank you. That was good.
All right, cool. If you're still with us, we're live at Auto Intel Summit. Ty has been catching people in between sessions and meetings. And hopefully up next we have another guest available. Maybe in a meeting right now. So what's it like?
Yeah.
So people are kind of having, you don't want to cut into a conversation. right? It's all about timing. And also, like, so Joe had the bells because
I can show you that while we're waiting.
There's a breakout session happening. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, when you hear the little ding, ding, there's Jonathan. Okay, that means that the session's about to start. So you got to hurry up and walk some more. Remember how I was telling you, you walk a lot at these things? I ain't joking. So keep going this way. This one's actually a smaller venue, so you don't have to walk as much as Vegas. Now that's crazy. So anyway, in here, if you're looking, see here, you've got, these are where they have these little breakout sessions. And I was really, I miss, that's actually, they're actually having one there now. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I met you yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Tell me your name one more time. Tom. Tom, what do you do? This is my buddy Jay. Have you met Jay?
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Jay.
That's Jay.
Nice
to meet you.
What do you do?
I am a risk mitigation consultant for dealers.
That's right.
And then I help dealers keep their money.
Yeah, risks. So what kind of risks?
Any risk at the dealership, making sure they have the right insurance. Excuse me, I'm eating an apple here.
Oh, yeah. I love apples.
Making sure they have the right insurance, making sure they have the right policies in place to catch problems before they become bigger problems.
Yeah.
Did you read about Napleton?
No, tell us.
Do you know Napleton?
Napleton is stores, a, they got a big, they're a big company.
50
yeah.
stores, 74 yeah. franchises. Yeah. They were fined last week $10 million by the FTC for deceptive business practices.
$10 million.
If they had had basic risk mitigation practices in place, they wouldn't have gotten fined $10 million.
Wow.
That's not a big story. Did you know that story? Because we keep up with the news. I don't think we heard that.
I read a lot of news, but I didn't know that.
We didn't know that.
If you Google Napleton FTC, it'll pop up. Right. You'll read the press release.
I'm going to put this down for just a second. Sure. It bothers me.
That is fascinating. Like that.
There you go. Okay.
You'll see the press release. If you want me to tell you about it, I
he's looking it up,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, tell us. Yeah,
tell us. Yeah, I want to hear it. Yeah.
So they were tagged for two reasons. Number one, for discriminating against African Americans. Mm. And the second is adding, quote, junk fees into everybody's retail installment sales contract. The press release said they interviewed one guy who said they stuffed $4,000 worth of product that he didn't want in.
No.
Okay. So the first thing is I know they have no customer, any booby traps to make sure that customers are happy and that they're being addressed, because otherwise, you know, that guy, it wasn't the first time that he complained, right?
Right.
Not the first time. Second thing you know from the press release is that they don't have basic risk mitigation things, because their billing clerks, when they bill the deal out, should at least check to make sure there's a buyer's order that matches the menu, that matches the retail installment sales contract, right? This is basic stuff. Right. I'm a former dealer. I used to own a dealership.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Then it gets interesting, because if they know what they were doing, which it wouldn't appear they do, but they should have insurance to be able to lay off both of the liabilities. So most garage packages, dealer garage packages, have the good ones have third-party discrimination coverage.
Mm.
Some don't. Mm-hmm. You have to check. That's one of the things you have to check. And then if they had a D&O policy, directors and officers policy.
D&O, directors and officers
policy. Insurance.
Okay, got it.
Wrongful act is a defined term and is covered under directors and officers policy.
Oh.
It's not covered under a dealership garage policy.
Oh my.
So they didn't have compliance. They didn't have, I mean, it would appear they don't give
free for all. Yeah. Welcome to trucking. You should hear some trucking stories. That's where our background is.
And okay.
It's just as much of a train wreck, you know?
Yeah.
The importance of doing things the right way.
Right. Absolutely.
It can really save you $10 million.
It can save you $10
million. tell us the name one more time.
Better Vantage Point. It's Tom Klein. I'll give you my card.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Better Vantage Point.
I put him
Tom
in the live
Klein.
Chat. BetterVantagePoint.com.
Yeah, we put you in there for everybody to get a hold of you.
Okay, great. Yeah. Is this a you?
It's our,
show?
Yeah, it's our buddy Jay. We're Auto Transport Intel.
Okay.
And we talk about anything to do with cars.
Great.
Car dealer insurance. I mean, this is a great topic.
Yeah.
And there's some guys on LinkedIn that I follow. They're compliance guys.
Mm-hmm.
And these, you know, nobody likes their posts ever. I've been following for 3 years. I'm the only one that likes the compliance
guy. I understand.
Yeah, I think it's Max Zane or something.
Yeah, Max Sahan.
Say something like
that. Yeah, he's got a couple books out.
Yeah,
I know Max. But
I'm thinking, you know, who likes compliance, right? Nobody.
You don't have to agree, but you do have to comply.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
Yes,
exactly. You don't have to agree, but
you don't have to.
But, you know, compliance is only about a third of what I do, right? So because risk has nothing, I mean, it has part to do with compliance, but how you assess risk in the store and what you do about it and what procedures you put in place, you know.
Okay. Come on through.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Say hi to Jay.
Hey, what's up?
How's
it's
going?
Back. What's happening? Hey.
Sorry to hijack this.
It's okay.
Yeah, great interview.
You want to say hi?
Hi. Tom Coyne.
This is Tom. He's an insurance. Yeah, that's only a third.
Right. So I do compliance.
This is Beck. Beck does tech for car hauler guys and dealers,
nice
too.
Shipping platform for cars.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we're buddies. We know each other.
I bet you do.
And we're in Kansas City, too. You're going to be here tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Good. Let's sit down.
Yeah, sounds great.
Good?
Yeah, thank you. Come to my session tomorrow.
What time?
I have a double session.
Double session with Tom tomorrow.
Okay.
Perfect. All about risk.
Yeah.
No, and dealerships.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
Thanks, Beck.
Thanks,
ooh,
Beck.
Super
yeah,
D.
Yeah,
super dispatch live.
Right on.
You got that pause.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. He's got a pause button, so he hits and everybody's happy.
I understand.
So a third is the insurance part.
A third is risk transfer.
Risk transfer.
And a third is dispute resolution. So what are you doing to stop disputes before they happen? Because most dealership problems start with employees and customers. That's where they start.
Employees and customers, yeah. Dispute, yeah, that would make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what are you, that's 80% of a dealer's problems. If you stop, if you stop the customers from complaining and going to the Attorney General, the CFPB, the FCC, the BBB, all those, you stop, the BBB doesn't really do anything though. And they just send a complaint to you and say, fix it.
Stop,
whatever. So, so what do you do on stop? Yeah, so what do you do to stop all that?
Before it happens.
Before it happens.
And you help with that.
And that's what I do.
Wow, so that's two-thirds.
No, one-third is dispute resolution,
one-third
is compliance, and one-third is risk transference.
Risk transference. Got it. And tomorrow you're speaking. I've got the schedule in my room, but tell me what time.
I think I start 11:30 is my first half hour, and then 12:15 is the second.
There was another one I wanted to try to catch, the Experian people.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing one. But they're doing two, so I'll try my best to make it two. Okay. I'd love that.
Great.
This is now you were a dealer also. You said.
I was a dealer.
I didn't catch that earlier, but like independent franchise.
No, franchise.
And what was the brand?
Chevrolet and Subaru.
Yeah. Wow. So you know.
30 years worth.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, I was 30 years worth. I'm not just don't make
this
stuff
is real.
Yeah, this is what I've been for 30.
He gave you the applause button.
Tom Klein.
The crowd's going crazy.
Yeah,
right now.
Thank you, Tom Klein.
So is this song gonna be on YouTube?
Yeah, we'll send you a link. I got your card. We'll send you a link.
Yeah, download it. I'll put it on my channel too.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Now there's that's another applause button.
He's got two applause buttons. That whole crowd's going crazy over there. Well, that's good. I'll meet you tomorrow. Again, we'll see you. I'll have Jay email you the link.
Great.
He usually has in the description.
Let's get him on a Tuesday night. Let's get
him on. And we might even bring you on like a Tuesday night live or something.
That's our big show. Yeah.
That's our big show. We go live 4 times a week.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing.
Thank you,
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good
so
to see
cool.
You.
Bye,
really
Jay.
Great meeting you, Tom. Yeah, everybody, see you later, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye. We're done.
All right, that's a wrap up. Man, wow. Now, here's what's amazing, Ty.
Oh, steal some water. Yeah.
You randomly went down.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to stay hydrated because you're walking everywhere.
All the walking,
You randomly went down a hallway, and look what happened.
Yeah, these are where you do breakout sessions.
This is
where
it was
yesterday.
So amazing. Wow. You know what? Oh, my gosh. Ty, I think that's where I went live a few years ago on Tuesday night. I think it's that room.
Probably, yeah.
Oh,
we had. I got to sit in here and listen to Ryan Hovey.
Oh, Ryan Hovey of CDK
Hovey.
Global.
Excuse me, Hovey.
Okay, awesome. CDK want to catch
Global.
Up with him, too, yeah.
I would love to. I don't know where he's at, but I'm going to make one more pass. And
you'll see if Erica's available, Ryan's available. But that was amazing. I'm so glad, because you mentioned Tom Klein yesterday. So I'm so glad we ran into him. And you have his card. We've got to catch up with him. We're going to bring him on a Tuesday night. That's awesome.
I think he would be great.
Risk is tied to insurance, which is tied to one of the biggest costs in transportation.
All right. For real. She's still back in your meeting, so I think we're going to wrap her up.
But we still got, hey, we got a little bit of time. Camera one, if you're just joining us, we're walking in the hallways. By the way, we spotted Beck at Super Dispatch. We had a Beck at Super Dispatch spotting. Oh, great.
Justin, back luck.
Oh, yes, I want, yes, Justin, back luck cars. What's up, Justin Davis?
ACV's over there. Everybody's
great. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
We'll get with them later.
Yeah, awesome.
So anyway, that's what we got cooking. Everybody seems to be doing a good job.
I know that. I know it doesn't seem like a lot of people are here. We understand that. It's tough to go live at a show and, you know, I mean, right, what's going to happen? What are you guys talking about? But what we're doing is we're sharing the live show experience live on ATI, and we're going to keep doing that. We're going to keep doing it because, as you saw with Tom Klein, that was amazing.
Yeah, Tom was excited.
And, I like and you, Tom. You find yourself in these conversations where, because we've been to Matt's, and it was harder to find like those really shocking new information conversations. I found it harder at Matt's.
Here, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you're quickly exposed to brand new information that later on adds to other new information.
I agree. Well, so like Tom, yesterday, I didn't know Tom yesterday, but I met Tom yesterday, and then I ran into him today, and he was open for the conversation. And I think that's what we keep talking about. That's the message that I try to promote the most. And talking to these guys, okay, one of the sessions this morning, by the way, was 100% customer centric. Okay.
Okay.
And the guy, it was, you know who it was? It was A to Z, Chip Perry.
Oh, Chip Perry. I want to connect with Chip Perry.
That and was he's, amazing.
He was Chip amazing. What's today. Yeah. So, can you tell me what A to Z Sync does? Do you know? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, here. Right. I'll give you, and now I'm probably about a 98% chance I'm wrong, but I'm going to try based off today's presentation. It's a one person experience. So if you own a car dealership and you have salespeople and you do online sales and you do finance and you do BD. Anyway, point is that it's one point, one contact from start to finish. So you get this, dude. He is in Paragon Acura. You know Paragon? You know who owns Paragon?
Is that Brian Benstock?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's in his presentation today doing...
That's why...
Yeah, unreal.
That's why Brian has been showing up in his social media. I couldn't figure it out. So A to Z Sync, when you're a car buyer online, you deal with one person throughout the transaction. Is that right?
Yeah, and I don't think it's just online either. I think they're taking it to the next level if you walk on the lot. So it's interesting to me because as a salesperson, and anybody that's bought a car, you've experienced this. Okay, let me go talk to the manager, come back. Okay, let me go talk to the – okay. Now we got past the price of the car. Now we got to go talk to the finance person. Now we got to talk to the dent guy and the chip window guy and the insurance guy. And so it's like you just keep getting tossed around. So what was really cool about Chip's presentation today, and by the way, he said he would give anybody in there his deck, his slide stack. And he had some interest.
I really want to do an interview with him. By the way, you can tell Chip, okay, I just came up with the commercial. Guy walks into a fast food restaurant. Guy behind the counter. Girl behind the counter. Let's go with guy behind the counter. Says, can I take your order? And then the camera's on the guy looking up at the menu. He's like, I'll take a cheeseburger, fries. We cut back to the person behind the counter, and it's someone totally different.
Yeah,
Did you want fries with that? And he cuts back to the guy. He's like, well... Yeah, can I do curly fries? Cut back to behind the counter. Totally different person.
Yeah.
So that's a vanilla shake, strawberry shake, chocolate shake. Cut back to him. I didn't even say I want a shake. Cut back, bud.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
For sure. So in the sales world, it's really interesting because this has been a big problem. And so what he also did was really cool. He does these surveys, and he uses a different company for these surveys. He doesn't use the normal company, and he actually lays it out like this. It's how you ask the question and the answers that you allow, right? To get a different take on really, do you enjoy this online buying experience? So he took basically a comparison. Here's the question that everybody always asks, and everybody, do you want to buy a car online? Yeah. Everybody's going to say, yeah, right? Okay, well, let's change the question a little bit. Something along the lines of, if you were to buy a car online, what would your expectations be? Likely, very likely, unlikely, whatever it is. I'm totally botching it. But the point is change a couple of the words of the question, you get a completely different response. You don't have 90% of the people waving, jumping up and down, I want to buy a car online. If you change the, it's like, no. I want to deal with somebody that I know. I want to see really blue. This guy, and there was another session too. They were really hammering away at this, I don't need people business. I mean, this young guy, Bennett, he was on the panel with Chris Vester and this Greg guy out of Dallas. Greg's the Mercedes general manager. Chris Vester, I don't know what he does, but he's my favorite. So they got this young guy on there, Bennett. And he's talking about, I mean, this is a younger, way younger than us guy. Like probably, I wouldn't be surprised if he was still in his 20s, late 20s. He's talking about serving the customer and the importance of serving the customer and the value of serving the customer and how the customer wants to deal with a real person in a real place and the importance of that. And so then they tried to slide into the EV conversation. They tried to slide into the... And all three of those guys on that panel sitting up there, Chris, Bennett, and Greg, none of them backed off. They're all customer-centric, customer-oriented, customer in community, and people come to their... I mean, it was just really blew the narrative out of the water. Really did.
And, you know, and on the narrative being, do you want to buy your car online and just click some buttons and have your car show up? I constantly see a tug of war of what you just said, personal touch. We want to know who it is, which is in line with A to Z Sync. I want to know who it is, and I want the same person the whole time, versus I love just clicking buttons and getting my car. You know, I get my socks on Amazon, and I get my car online, and I'm good with that, and I don't want to talk to anybody. And it's conflicting data. I guess it depends on which process you prefer.
I'm sitting there. There's this really super awesome guy. His name's Terry. I don't remember his last name, but he works for Reynolds and Reynolds. And he's talking about, he's sitting at my table. We're sitting there. And he's an attorney for Reynolds and Reynolds. And actually, Dana Rogers was at the table too. And so this guy's asking questions to transport guys. What do you think about what's getting ready to happen? Or what's your take on? So anyway, back and forth dialogue. I'm saying part of the challenge for dealer transport in that relationship is when everybody decided that we can't come to the auction because of some virus. It really had an incredible impact on how we all do business now. And so he was asking these questions. Well, there was a Mannheim guy that had a presentation. I can't remember his name. I want to say Brady, but I could be wrong. He gets up and says exactly what you and I have been saying. He's got a graph. I sent it to you in the pictures where it crosses. He says pre-COVID, everybody's buying like this.
Right. I saw that graph.
And then it intersects right at COVID and it does this. Exactly what
we're trying to find picture. That. Yeah. I have that.
I sent it
graph.
To you in email. Wait till you see it. Yeah. It's totally what I've been saying. I was shocked. And coming from a Mannheim guy. That was even more weird.
Yeah, I want you to elaborate on what is he talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. I can't see it. I don't have my glasses. So the blue line going down, what is that one?
That's your in-lane buyer and it went down.
Okay. There should be a year somewhere around there. There's a year line.
Okay, so the year would be the end of 2019 where digital met in lane and they crossed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, so the immediate, okay, see that yellow line, how it just skyrockets?
Yeah, that's your digital.
Okay, that timeline is right there, what, 2020?
So yeah, 2020, right, okay, yeah.
Okay, 2020, 2021, it starts to see it coming back down?
Right, it does, okay. Yeah, it's starting to come back down, wow.
Okay.
Because COVID's over.
Right there, Yeah, it's over, but look, it levels out.
Because a lot of people got used to the convenience.
Exactly. But there's another problem. The blue line, this so this is really a wild. I mean, that is the best picture description of what we talk about all the time that I've ever seen.
It's insane.
And that guy on stage right there, that's the Mannheim guy.
That's Ryan? No, that's not Ryan. That's different. No, oh, that's a Mannheim something. Guy. Oh, great. We got to catch up with him.
I saw him earlier. I don't know where he's at, but he would be a guy to talk to.
I'm
going to
look up because I've got the list of attendees. And that's another thing. Let's go to camera one. Secret. What I do, every trade show, I try to find a list of attendees, list of exhibitors, the agenda list, and I'll continuously study it throughout the conference. Because now that I know that I'm looking for this guy at Mannheim, I can go on the attendees list. I'm going to find this guy. I'm going to network with him, reach out to him. And we've got video of us talking about his presentation.
Yeah. Well, I was there and I heard it. And that part there was amazing. And that's where I said it was really cool because right before this picture popped up, literally, Terry, the attorney with Reynolds and Reynolds, he was asking me what happened. And I'm telling him, and I watched him. He pulled his phone out. He looks, he's like, dude, that's exactly what you just said. And I'm like, I know. That's because Jay Auto Transport, ATI Auto Transport, that's because we're on the cutting edge of this stuff. This is all we do, eat, drink, and sleep it. This guy was on a panel too. He's busy. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy's
right.
Busy.
Hey, buddy's
anyway.
Busy. I couldn't wait any longer. I'm already trying to find this guy. I have the attendees list pulled up here.
No, go to the agenda and go to today's date.
I'll do that then. Okay, so let's see. So yeah, that is faster. Okay, I'm gonna go to today's agenda. What time do you? What?
10, 9, 8. Start at the bottom. I mean,
Brad Burns. Could it be Brad Burns?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Kind of looks like that guy. It's Brad Burns.
Looks like a Brad. That's
Brad Burns. Okay, now I'm gonna go to LinkedIn. Let's type in Brad.
I don't think he connects. I think you can probably only follow Brad.
Brad Burns. No,
I don't know.
He is Associate VP Vehicle Information at Mannheim. Oh, I just clicked the connect button. Oh, and now I did it. So let's see what happens. But, you know, and that's where a lot of folks, you know, they don't know you. It's understandable. But if he does connect, we're going to try to talk to him. And, you know, we'll talk.
Yeah.
We talk off camera all the time, too. Like, you don't have to do a live interview. With a couple of crazy guys in auto transport.
He had a lot more slides too, a deck. And you think you guys call them decks, but
yeah,
whatever he had,
deck,
it was really,
yeah.
I mean, I was really impressed with his presentation. It was really spot on to what we see
clearly,
and what we talk about.
We just talked
it was
about
really,
it.
Yeah,
so
pretty impressed.
I got a question for you. It's almost 10 after 3. We're going to wrap this up soon. Do you want to make one more attempt at a final hey buddy, or do you want to wrap it up?
I'd say we should wrap it.
Okay, it's all good. Because I think the breaks are kind of over. They're back into probably final sessions for the afternoon. So let's do this. Let's catch up. I don't like to go live early in the morning, but let's catch up early in the morning and see if we can make something happen.
It's terrible lighting. Why didn't you say something?
You know what? You're outside. It's okay.
No, we can't turn the light.
But you know what? I love the way you thought about that. You saw it. That's awesome.
Jay.
So good
come
for
on,
you, man.
Jay.
Well, you know, I'm very forgiving.
Yeah, you are. I appreciate that. We're learning as we go. We've got a long way.
We do, but what's
you know, I'm going to go ahead and plug Bills That I Took in one more time. Really just so thankful for that relationship. It means a lot to me personally. So thank you
Cherokee Media Group. We do appreciate you all so much, and I'll tell you, you know, that's what's neat. Here's what you can't see on camera, but I think you see it a little bit, is look at, I mean, Cherokee's getting to know us better than they did a few years ago, and that's only going to grow because we are working so hard to help network the industry, share the information. I got to tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited that Tom Klein took a few minutes to talk to us because we're so far afield of being a potential client, right?
Yeah.
And yet, who knows what happens? And that's the thing. When you go to these shows, we always want you to know. When you go to these shows, you never know what's exactly going to happen. You just can't
know.
No. It's my name here on the screen.
It's amazing. Anyway, if I get a hold of... I'm going to try... We'll try Erica tomorrow with the Jason Rice book. I gave it away, darn it.
Oh, WTF. Yeah. Work the facts.
Work the facts. Jason Rice. Jason, if you're watching or listening, here's the deal. I brought your name up in a conversation with Carfax Lady. Carfax Lady literally does a backflip in front of me. I mean, jumped and did a full backflip, landed it perfect, and started screaming, "I love Jason Rice." That's really what happened almost. I mean, close. But anyway, I said, man, I remember Jason gave me those books. I intentionally brought them, gave them to her, and I'm going to give another one to our friend over here that we just met that I can't remember his name right now. So thank you, Jason.
Well, there's Tom Klein. And
no,
then,
before Tom.
Okay, the guy with the AI collection.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. I didn't catch his name fully, so see. If,
I think I got a card.
He said he would give you a card. Yeah.
His name. Tomorrow he's going to give me a card, right?
Okay. Yeah. I want to see his card.
Experian. I'm going to go hit the Experian gang. I want to hit their their breakout session.
John
tomorrow.
Howard and Kirsten von Busch. That's who we met last night. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to talk with her today. She's really sweet.
She seems nice super lady. Nice. Yeah. And she's. She does some stuff on social media, so we got to connect.
Okay. Yeah. I'll look it up.
Awesome.
Beyond that, I think right now we're doing some more breakout sessions. So I'm going to probably call it a day and go hit those. Keep learning.
Well,
that's what's really cool. Every one of these, there's not one that I've seen or heard or gone to so far where I thought, man, I already knew that.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly right. I'm glad you said that. Because you know how I feel about I already knew that.
Oh, man, yeah.
I really, really don't like that. And so when I go to trade shows, I want to walk into stuff where I don't even know what you're talking about, and I'm just trying to catch up.
Yeah, and it was good today. It really was. A lot of good stuff. So,
great stuff.
We'll be back tomorrow. We're not sure exact time yet, I don't think.
We'll think early. Early.
We'll think early.
Okay.
And we'll try to get in early and get some business done. But thank you very much, Jay.
Thank you,
ATI. And hopefully we'll see you in a transport parking lot soon.
We'll see. We'll be in a transport parking lot near you soon. That's really good
near
time.
Near you soon.
Near All you right. soon. All right, buddy. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Bye. See you, man. And we're back to camera one. We're going to let Ty go. I know that, it's pretty much just me here. JT is here. Wow. Thank you, JT. That's cool. We noticed that, obviously we see the views and we see that there's a few people here. I know that some of this live trade show stuff, here's the deal. I'll let you in on a secret. I try to end a show with inside information. Okay. And that is that this trade show stuff that we're doing, it's harder to follow, smaller views, but it's really useful getting the next thing going. For example, there's some trade shows coming up that we've never been to. And so what do you think is my audition tape for a trade show that we haven't been to? It's this stuff. And they like to see live coverage that is meaningful and, pushes the envelope. And that's what we've got here. Like this stuff here, what we just showed with, the digital buyer versus the in-lane buyer slide. Ty shot that earlier. He was in the session, and you always want to take some photos. When you're in a session, get some photos of slides, but don't take 100 photos because you're not there just to take photos of slides. And that's another thing that we also try to do on these trade show coverage is to provide insight on how to, when you finally do go to a trade show, because it costs money, it takes time, you're not generating revenue, and you're outside your comfort zone. But when you go to these trade shows, and there's a lot of them, and you can ask us more about which ones make sense, where they are, when they are, There is incredible information and networking opportunities. So, all right, well, that's the deal. I'm going to wrap it up here. This is the end of your broadcast day on ATI. We'll be back tomorrow morning with our second and final day of live coverage at Auto Intel Summit. And then we'll be on to the next show. Next week is a normal schedule. We've got an interesting show lined up for Tuesday night. And so we sure do appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on ATI. Stay safe, and we'll see you soon. Thanks a lot, JT, and everybody else. Peace out. Thank you.